And we know from surveys that have been done of breast cancer patients, and our group's done this, we've actually done it in colon cancer too. There's a substantial number of people with solid tumors who are willing to go through a short course of chemotherapy for a 1-2% benefit. If she kind of seems like a little bit on the fence and she thinks that one through and goes, I don't know, maybe, would you at that point think about an Oncotype DX assay?
Yes, this would be a good patient to do that in. I think that the Oncotype DX assay can give you, again, prognostic information on risk of recurrence, and then it gives you a spectrum of results plotted along a line in terms of risk of recurrence, which again is a strength of the assay. It gives a very visual representation of where your patient lies along a spectrum. So it'll give you a score, and that score is some people trichotomize it into a low score, an intermediate score, and a high score. Patients who are on the lower end of the spectrum will have lower absolute risks of recurrence and much lower benefits of chemotherapy.
What do we know right now about the overall issue of the responsiveness to adjuvant chemotherapy in people who have ER-positive versus ER-negative tumors?
I think that we know clearly that patients with multiple types of chemotherapy have less benefit if they have ER-positive tumors, especially when the ER positivity is in the higher end of the range. How much less benefit, to try to simplify these issues, I think the benefit is at least cut in half or more.